Hey, Bears, are you who we think you are, a playoff team? Show us Sunday in Arizona.
The Bears head back down to the desert for the first time since that magical win in 2006. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears head down to Arizona for a must win. What is the key to ending this slump?
Yeah, be positive in your week of preparation. If it doesn't start there, it's going to be very difficult to use what you're learning in practice on the game field. And then there's guys, Alshon Jeffery. He's got to rebound and understand what he did wrong in the, or perceived to have done wrong last game, and then rebound and be the big, fast receiver that you are. The continuous involvement of Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, where is that going towards the end of the season? And like we're always waiting to see what's going to happen with the revolving door of the offensive line. So all my concerns are on offense because this is a good football team. And I think the Bears have to be very concerned about going into Arizona and walking out of there or running out of there with a victory.
A lot of people see that the Cardinals have lost 9 straight games. They won against the Lions, but their defense is very good. They lead the league in interceptions and also opponent passer rating. What's the key to going against their 3-4 defense?
Well, the key to the 3-4 defense is make sure you take care of the line of scrimmage because their linebackers and defensive backs are so good that they're going to get involved in the mix no matter what. But if you don't get that space blocked in the line of scrimmage and at least give Matt Forte the running game or the protection for Jay Cutler to give those seconds or yards needed to be successful, it's going to be tough to go in there and succeed. They play a very good aggressive front and they're big, so you have to be concerned about that. But my key is make sure the defense makes a young quarterback look bad, because that's how you're going to be really help your offense. If you can go out there and limit the success the opponent has on offense and give them more opportunities for your offensive team to be successful, they'll be able to grow through it.
One matchup that I'm really looking forward to is Brandon Marshall against Patrick Peterson, who may be one of the best cornerbacks in the league. What are your thoughts on that matchup, and how important is it for another receiver to step up, something that we've been talking about all season?
Again, we talk about Alshon Jeffery. I think for the future of football for the Chicago Bears, we need Alshon Jeffery to continuously take steps to be the receiver he can be with the size and speed attached to him. But I think with Peterson and Brandon Marshall, you got to be careful. Peterson is one of the better returning interceptors in the league. So can Brandon Marshall beat him? Yes, but it has to be really an accurate throw by Jay Cutler because Peterson can take up a lot of space. Looking for that other receiver, we're going to look for it until Alshon Jeffery emerges as that concern guy to open up more opportunities for Brandon.
Last week against the Lions, the Cardinals returned 2 interceptions for touchdowns, returned a 3rd interception to the 3-yard line, and also recovered a muff punt at the 5-yard line. So to me, it seems the key for the Bears is protecting the ball. I know we talk about that every week, but it seems like that's more important than ever this week. Would you agree?
Oh, no doubt about it. But I think, you know, Arizona does a nice job of attaching front 4 pressure to defensive back big plays. And that's what you have to do. You got to get him blocked in the line of scrimmage first, because you don't want Jay under extreme circumstances trying to locate receivers downfield with good defensive backs. So it's going to start with the protection when you're throwing the ball. But again, like we talked about since the beginning of the season, you're going to have to include Matt Forte, both as a running back and as a receiver from the line of scrimmage, because he's a great weapon and he can be mismatched so many times as a receiver.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Da Aggie. He wants to know, who's going to score more points, the Bears' defense or the Cardinals' offense?
Well, Daggy, I guarantee you this. If the Bears' defense scores points, they'll win the game. But they got some big receivers to contend with, and they got a quarterback who is not the most confident, but he's willing to take shots downfield. So look for Peanut, look for Hayden, Major Wright, all the defensive backs and the linebackers trying to get their hands on some of those passes falling short.
Tom, it's time for that exciting part of the show that we call Make Your Case, where we pick a player that's going to have a significant role in the game. Make your case for somebody.
Well, it's going to be Roberto Garza. I think the interior of the offensive line is going to determine the success or failure of the offensive performance. They have a good middle linebacker in Washington. He's got 9 sacks. He could set the record for interior linebackers in terms of amount of double-digit sacks, and he's got tackles for loss, and he plays fast. That means Roberto won't be a great helper to each offensive guard. He's going to have to contend with that middle linebacker. Roberto, you got to have the game of your life.
I'm going to make my case for Charles Tillman. He faces a big challenge against Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best receivers in the league. But Charles has made huge plays all season. He could set the NFL record for forced fumbles in a season. He had a great game in 2006 down there scoring a touchdown in the big comeback against the Cardinals. I think Charles Tillman's going to have a big game on Sunday. Well, Tom, we're going to head down to Arizona. Hopefully we'll get some better weather. Hopefully we'll get a Bears win. It's a must win down there. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.